Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared. I am Charlene, your hostess and flock leader of Personal Devotion Assembly Care. Thank you for listening to this religious education radio talk show, where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds captured of entertainers and marketplace venues. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible for our Bible study. Please use a King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not a preacher with a certificate. Today's Bible study lesson will be from the book of Esther, chapter 8, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth, and from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. The New Monday Show calls him Jesus. Other faith believers may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. The New Monday Show believes in the Holy Trinity of God and the promise of His return. Social calendar events and announcements. Today is the beginning of my social theme, hosted social theme of Read Literature in the Presence of a Child. And the activity is, by reading literature, I am able to. And also, I have revised my neighborhood online store, which is located at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens. If you would like to sell or own your store, then go to startavon.com. And use reference code Charlene Stevens in lowercase letters. Today we remember Chuck Go-Go Godfather Brown. It's also official Chuck Brown Day. We remember Nicholas Ashford. And it's Kristen Wiig, Tori Amos, and Cindy Williams' birthday. Tomorrow we remember the Hurricane Katrina citizens and the current citizens of Flood 2016. Wednesday is Dave Chappelle's birthday. Thursday is the Afropunk Festival. We remember Aaliyah. And it's Blair Underwood, Blake Lively, Sean Connery, Walter William, O.J. Singers, Williams, and Billy Ray Cyrus, and also Cameron Matheson's birthday. Friday in theaters, we have Mechanic Resurrection, Southside With You. And it's National Dog Day, Women's Equality Day, and it's Kiki Palmer's, Valerie Simpson, Melissa McCarthy, Chris Pine, Macaulay Culkin's, Marshall Thompson of the Shilohites' birthday. So I'd like to wish a happy birthday to the Friday birthdays. Saturday is Global Forgiveness Day. And we remember Mother Teresa. How many of us are Mother Teresa? And it's Yolanda Adams and Mario's birthday. Sunday, we remember the March on Washington, led by Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., who gave a speech of I Have a Dream. We also remember Emmett Till and James Earl Jones. And for birthdays, we have Birdman, Leanne Rimes, Jason Priestley, and Shania Twain. Us Weekly reports Lisa Marie Presley has entered a rehab program in Los Angeles for addiction to prescription pills. Christy Brinkley and John Mellencamp have split after 1 year of dating, the couple announced August 9th. 2 days later, Brinkley slammed reporters that part over political differences, instead blaming mileage. Bella Thorne and Greg Sulkin announced August 15 that they had broken up after dating for more than a year. So let's keep them in prayer. Molly Sims, congratulations, is expecting her third child with film producer husband Scott Stuber. The couple have Brooks and Scarlett. Model Bar Raffaele gave birth to daughter Leave on August the 11th. So congratulations to them. This is her first child with husband Adi Ezra. Nina Dobrev is in talks to return for the 8th and final season of the CW's The Vampire Diaries. The actress left the show in May 2015. Bachelor in Paradise Season 2 alums Jade Roper and Tanner Talbert will star on Marriage Boot Camp's 6th season in October on WeTV. The couple wed in January. Singer Ray J married model Princess Love in L.A. August 12th. The couple announced their engagement in January. This concludes our announcements. In our prayers box, we have the Californians who have had to vacate because of the wildfires, the Washingtonians also because of wildfires, and Louisians because of the flooding that is occurring. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. For personal direction or group prayer, please email me at personaldevotion@familybondingportal.com. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve. One heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in the Holy Trinity of God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of my ministry and this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from the purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household. upon generation upon generation. My soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. New listening members, do not read ahead of our scripture lesson episode. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Esther, beginning with chapter 8, verse 1. Faith believers, ready? Let's begin our read-along. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Aman, the Jews' enemy, into Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Aman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Aman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Aman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, If it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and a thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Aman, the son of Hamatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces. Pausing for a moment. So the king leads over what Esther is referring or referencing, a majority of Jews. So she's like, King, I really don't think you want to do that. I don't think you want to destroy the Jews because actually you're leading a majority of Jews. Continuing with verse 6 of chapter 8. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Aman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is, the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof, the 23rd day. And it was written, according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which are from India, unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, and to every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by post on horseback and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take spoil of them for prey, upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. Pausing for a moment. I have read aloud numbers such as the 3rd month, the 23rd day, the 13th day. 3 is the biblical meaning of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Continuing with verse 13, the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the post that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan, the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel, a blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment, or the king's commandment rather, and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast, and a good day. Many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Pausing for a moment. Sort of what we have going on right now in foreign countries, such as India, where it's very challenging to be a particular faith, such as Christianity. So here we have a land where it was becoming more and more challenging to be of any other religion besides Judaism. And that is what happens because of just culture, just because of being human. Whatever you have a majority of, that is what your lands, your communities become. Amen. So now we have noticed, and why the king was not aware of his lands being a majority of Judaism or Jews. That's interesting, isn't it? And the more that I am discussing this particular leader, this particular pharaoh, is very troubling. First, he gave up Vashti because she wouldn't undress in front of his staff and himself while he was drunk. And now we've learned that the majority of the citizens within his kingdom are Jews. So obviously Who was he to marry? Huh? A Jew. A Jew becomes a queen. Now, continuing. In the 12th month, that is, the month of Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. So, in other words, in modern terms, it would be where a majority hates, is leading people who actually hate them. In verse 2, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And that's what happens when you have a majority, folks. Pausing for a moment again. Verse 3, and all the rulers of the provinces and the lieutenants and the deputies and the officers of the king helped who? Helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Pausing for a moment. So, yes, it was a blessing to finally have a Jewish queen. However, whatever you do causes some other type of activity or rebirth. So now we no longer have a Jewish queen or a non-Jewish queen. Vashti was a non-Jewish queen, I believe. So now we have a Jewish queen who rules over the majority who are Jews. So the others who are not of the majority feel left out. And they hate the Jews who are leading them. And the Jews know it. But instead of having empathy for them, they began killing and hurting and destroying the minorities of the people. So, in verse 4, we have, where for Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out through all the provinces, for this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Mordecai just got above himself. He became somewhat worshipped. And we know what happens, because God is a jealous God. And he says, worship nothing but me. So let's continue to see what happens. Verse 5. Thus the Jews smote all the enemies with a stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would do unto those that hated them. And in Shushan the palace the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. Pausing for a moment. Now wait a minute. Okay, the Jews have been praying for a long time. God, please, please send this person. Please bless us with this and this and this. God, we need somebody to lead us in this and this and this. Okay, they have been praying that for a while. Crying for a while. So God finally heard them. But guess what? You reap what you sow. You don't turn around, as I tell people all the time, you don't turn around and show the same ugliness that was shown unto you. Otherwise, what God blesses, he will curse. And what he curses, what he allows to be cursed, will continue to be cursed. What he allows to be blessed will continue to be blessed. Amen? Okay, so they destroyed 500 men. It doesn't say whether they were men of God, but these are people. People that were destroyed simply because they were the minority, simply because they disliked the majority ruling. Okay? So for verse 7, and Parshandatha, and Daphan, and Asatha, and Purtha, and Adalea, and Aridatha, and Parmashta, and Arizie, and Aridie, and Vajesatha, the 10 sons of Ammon, the son of Hamathatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king. You know, pausing for a moment. Enough is enough. Killed a lot of people simply because they were the minority and did not like to be ruled by the Jews. So verse 12, and the king said unto Esther, the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Ammon. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. Or what is thy request further? And it shall be done. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. Not one son, not two sons, not three sons, but 10. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day. 4 is the biblical meaning of global, international. On the 14th day, also of the month of Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan. But on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's province gathered themselves together and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid 75,000 folks, but they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day of the month of Dar, and on the 14th day of the same rested day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But what the Jews that were in Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th day thereof, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. And therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. Thus ends the reading of God's words. For next time we'll continue with verse 20 of chapter 9. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for participating at the new Monday show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at CharleneStevens.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements and personal devotion themes. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. This broadcast provided by God in Christ Purpose Assembly. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.